Hi, I'm Mark Valley. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Welcome, everyone, to the 74th episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I am David Guerra. I'm your host. I'm a former member of 3rd Platoon, Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. I do appreciate it. I know we've been overdue, but we're back, and let's get this show started. All right, well, I'm going to dive right in. We got an interview today, and today we're going to be talking to Chris Kuhn. Chris served with Charlie Company, 5th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, from October of 85 to February of 88. And Chris, if you don't know who Chris is, you're going to find out who Chris is, and, well, you're going to find out who Chris is. Chris has taken on this awesome, arduous labor of love, and it's his task, and he's tasked himself to do it, and he's putting together Berlin Brigade reunions, and we're going to talk about that. So without any further delay, we're going to talk to Chris Kuhn, former member, Charlie Company, 5th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, and he's going to talk about Berlin Brigade reunions, past, present, and future.
Einsteigen, bitte.
Okay, I'm Chris Kuhn. Served with Charlie Company, 5th and 502nd Infantry, from October 1985 to April 1988. I'm going to say it would have been 2008. I discovered the website BerlinBrigade.com, and after getting on there, I located two of my real good friends from my platoon. Found their email addresses. Contacted them with a lot of prodding from my wife, you know, hey, you are always talking about this. Let's want you to get in touch with these guys. And then in 2009, we had our first small get together in Washington, D.C. with five of us. And then that grew to 2010. We grew it to actually a company size reunion in Las Vegas where Charlie Company and Combat Support Company got together. And then we had a few more small reunions. And then in 2014, we got together in Las Vegas. No, 2015, excuse me. We got together in Las Vegas again. And then at that point, I was still listing it as a battalion reunion. And then I was asked, you know, hey, why not let's open this up to the whole brigade? And it was like, sure, why not? I mean, we were all there. We were all there in this special place and time. You know, we all have something in common, whether we were there with 3-6, 2-6, you know, Andrews Barracks, wherever we may have served. And this past year, I opened it up to anyone who served in Berlin, and we had our reunion in Gettysburg, and it turned out to be fantastic as far as the participation of the different eras and the different units that were there. I was able to learn so much from the people that I talked to. And it's stuff for me to be able to talk to my children and my grandchildren about, because it's stuff that they're not hearing in the schools anymore. I want to be able to try to keep this time and period alive, so no one forgets what the German people went through.
Oh, yes, definitely. That's awesome. That is awesome. So this to start off as a very, very grassroots, just a couple of buddies getting together, and now it's brigade-wide.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Yeah, unfortunately, I could not make it this year to Gettysburg. I wanted to. You don't know how badly I wanted to go. But it just wasn't in the cards. However, you've got something else lined up. So tell us about what's coming up next.
Yeah, what's coming up next is we're moving around the country. We're going from Gettysburg to New Orleans. Our idea is to go regional and move around parts of the country for people that aren't capable of traveling, whether it be for physical reasons, financial reasons. They may not be able to travel the long distances. We want to be able to move the reunion around the country so that people aren't left out. So next year we're doing New Orleans. It's October 13th through the 15th, Friday through Sunday. I'll be posting again online later today all the information for booking. Along with that, there's a banquet on Saturday night that when you call to book, You just tell them what you want to eat at the banquet. The banquet is, I'm having a brain fart right here at the moment, around $55 per person. I know I've had a few people tell me that seemed a little pricey, but we're also, besides paying for the meal, we're also paying for the banquet room, and the hotels get their money from you one way or the other.
Definitely.
But, you know, we've got, you know, our idea was having a banquet room is nobody has to travel to it. Everybody can just stay right in the hotel, and it makes it easier for everyone to get together. I think it's going to be a fun-filled weekend. You know, we've already got people on the ground in New Orleans that are going to put together other events for us to do besides the banquet. There's a large World War II museum there. You know, plus, you know, other things that we want to put together. Our hotel is not far from Bourbon Street, so as groups of friends want to break away, they can easily travel about and see what the city has to offer.
Definitely. And what is the hotel?
It's a DoubleTree Inn.
DoubleTree Inn. Nice. Yeah. No, we vacationed in New Orleans several years in a row at the turn of the century. Wow. We can say that now. And it's a great city. It is a great city. Folks, if you've never been there, you're in for a treat. You really are. Have you been there before, Chris?
No, I haven't. So this will be a first for me. And it's say we chose October because I'm somebody from the north, and I really didn't want to experience the deep, hot summer south like I did at Fort Benning in 1985.
Oh, yeah. What unit were you in 85?
I was Delta 22 Harmony Church.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Oh, wow. You might have known somebody. Yeah. Well, that's cool. I was in Charlie 3-1 Sand Hill.
Yeah. Actually, Gerard Quintanilla, me and him went through basic training together, same platoon, and ended up in Berlin, same company, same platoon, same squad.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We went different routes. He had direct orders to Berlin, and I went through the 21st replacement in Frankfurt.
Wow, you got lucky. You got lucky. Yeah. No, we had direct orders. As a matter of fact, somebody that was in Gettysburg with you, he and I were in basic training. We ended up in Berlin, but yet he went to a different battalion. I ended up in 6th Battalion. Briggs.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we were in basic together. He's a great guy. Great guy.
Yeah, me and him have the common Berlin Brigade tattoo.
Oh, wow. Sweet. Sweet. Good deal. Good deal. Wow. So we're definitely looking forward to New Orleans, the Big Easy. It's going to be a lot of fun. Are you sure just that long weekend's going to be enough?
Well, if anyone wants to stay longer, you can book longer. But in order to do that, you will need to call the hotel directly, which their phone numbers will be on the link that I post. Mm-hmm. Through the link, you can only book for Friday and Saturday. But if you want to stay longer, you can. I'm actually going to, I know I'll be in town longer. You know, I'm probably going to be there from Thursday to Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Usually the reunions, I come early and stay late. That's kind of my thing, to get there, make sure everything's ready to roll. This is the first reunion. I've got someone else really jumped in and stepped up to the plate to help me with all of this. So it's getting easier.
That is good.
And the one thing I want to bring up an open discussion on, you know, while we're in New Orleans, is 2019. I want to plan a return to Berlin for the 25th anniversary of the unit being deactivated. You know, and from that, I'm going to need a lot of support to put something like that together.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, definitely, and count on anything and everything I can do on this side. Yeah. Lately, it's not been much, but I still have some contacts out there, and I'm still able to communicate with a couple of people still on the ground in the city. So without a doubt, don't hesitate to ask. And a couple of them might actually be the same people you're talking to. So that's pretty cool too.
Yeah.
We're not, how do you say it? We're not doing the same work in two different directions. So
yeah,
that's good.
But I mean, New Orleans is, if it's anything like Gettysburg, it will be a blast. I mean, everyone has such a good time together, and say, you know, the last reunion we had in Las Vegas, we had, even though it was just guys mainly from Charlie Company, 5th and the 502nd, we had people there that spanned from 1983 to 1994. So it was, you know, guys who had never met each other from totally different eras, but new friendships came out of that, where we're still in touch with each other on a weekly basis.
Nice.
You know, because there's so much that everyone shared in common. And, like, for me to, you know, talk to someone who was there when the wall went up, or to be there after the wall came down, and they were on the units were on their peacekeeping missions, you know, throughout Europe. It's really a different perspective to be able to catch of everyone.
No, that is, yes, and it's true. You start talking to people, and you start seeing the commonality. You start seeing the common thread that still binds us together, but then you also see that unique Berlin experience that each one of us had as well.
Yeah, and I love hearing the stories from anyone else that had to hump the 90.
Oh, those are, they're getting scarce. They're more like horror stories.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a permanent kink in my neck from carrying that thing.
Sweet. So let me ask you. So we're talking 2017 New Orleans and 2019 yeah. Berlin, ideally.
Yes.
What about 19? Or I'm sorry, 18.
18 will probably be somewhere towards the West Coast or Upper Midwest. Where, you know, that'll kind of come up in New Orleans next year. You know, try to get a feel for where somebody wants to go. But we figure we just, you know, 2 years ago was Las Vegas and then Gettysburg and New Orleans, so we'll figure out our next regional area. Yeah. I said we want to keep moving around the country. Somewhere along the line, we want to return to Fort Benning,
nice.
Where it all began for most of us.
Yeah, that would be fun.
All of us. Yeah.
Definitely would be lots of fun. Well, good deal. Yeah, no, it makes sense. Going out to the West or Midwest, Upper Midwest, both great places. Lots of things to do even up there, so that's all good.
I could figure we go to the Upper Midwest and get somewhere around, you know, possibly around Fort Lewis or, you know, Southern California, possibly somewhere in the, you know, the Monterey, Fort Worth area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be nice. Oh wow! And of course, wine country is not that far, so something to
yeah,
think about.
You get
pick up some of those American Rieslings.
Yeah.
Moving on. Wow. Well, good deal. Listen. In the meantime, okay. So this interview, folks, we're recording this interview on Sunday, November 13, and so the information that he mentions will have been posted Sunday, November 13. But I'm going to go ahead and ask Chris now. Chris, can you also go ahead, just as we start getting into Thanksgiving, because this is when that week before Thanksgiving, this is when it will air, or I will post this live later this week. Go ahead and kind of just repost that information again.
Yes.
We're talking about on the Facebook page.
Yes.
And also, do you have the Berlin Brigade Facebook page and your other group pages? What are the other group pages, just in case?
There is 5th and the 502nd Berlin Brigade, Berlin Brigade Warfighters, Berlin Brigade Grunts, and there is another Berlin Brigade unit that I also post in, and as well as the Berlin Red Lakes.
Cool. Good deal. Good deal. So you pretty much cover the bases there.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep in touch with everyone. The Berlin Red Lakes, they do an amazing job of having reunions every year. Victor Alvarez and his buddies over there got one heck of an organization going.
Oh yeah, Vic does a bang up job. They've been doing it, I think, right from the get go. Pretty much once they got out, I think they were pretty, because when I started BerlinBrigade.com, there was already stuff going on that they had mentioned in the past.
Yeah. Because I know we did our first reunion in 2010 in Las Vegas. He contacted me wanting to know, you know, how I put the hotel and everything together. And it seemed like from then it just took off for his group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I know the 320th Field Artillery has their own thing as well. So I'm not too sure if that's all merged in together.
I'm not sure if it all became the Berlin Brigade. I mean, the, Berlin Red Leg Fraternal Organization. I think they kind of merged everything in together into that one unit. But I'm just guessing there.
Yeah, we're going to have to get Vic on the show. That's just it.
Yeah. His group does an amazing job. I'm almost in awe of what they can pull off year after year.
Yeah. But don't worry, you're on your way, and it sounds like you're well on your way. So that's a good thing. And again, folks, we're talking to Chris Kuhn, and he's got this reunion stuff down to a science or near science, and it looks like we're going to Nolens in 2018, October. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's on my calendar already, so that's going to be lots of fun. We're going to have some fun out there. And
So much looking forward to meeting new people and hearing new stories. That's the best part of every reunion is meeting the new people.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And just a quick shout out, not a selfless self-promotion though. Auto Metals, folks, if you have not picked up your Berlin Brigade challenge coin, you better, because there's going to be some challenges out there. Guaranteed. Did you get yours already, Chris?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Good deal. Was there any challenges this last time?
No, we didn't do any challenges. Everyone was so taken in by the town of Gettysburg and the battlefield that everyone was just in totally taken in with the small town beauty.
Cool. Well, don't forget, and also Fenning checks. So if you get a Fenning, bring them too.
I still have an East German one.
It counts. Hey, a Fenning's a Fenning.
Yeah. I used to carry both just to cover my bases.
Yeah, there you go. No problem there. No problem there. This is going to be a lot of fun. Chris, listen, as we start getting further and further into this and things start shaping up and solidifying and other activities, I definitely want to get you back on the podcast. And I want to definitely keep putting that word out there, and they can hear it from you. They can read it. They can read it, but they can definitely hear it from you, and definitely want to get the word out.
So if anyone wants to contact me personally, they can contact me through Facebook, or my email address is ckuhn1967@gmail.com. They can email me at any time. Just put reunion in the subject line, and I will be sure to get back to you.
Folks, if you did not get that, that's okay. It's going to be on the show notes. It's going to be on the page where you can find this podcast on BerlinBrigade.com/podcast. And you're going to be able to find Chris's contact information. I'm going to go ahead and put it there. The links to the page and any other information Chris gives me so we can facilitate that contact. Definitely. And as I did for the Gettysburg, I'll do it for this page as well, or for this event, the New Orleans event, is we'll get all the links that Chris puts out there, and we'll be adding them to the page, and we'll go from there. Chris, this is awesome. It's an awesome thing you're doing, and
thank you.
It's one of those that it's rare, but it does happen, and it's happening. And I thank you, and I think everybody else that's attended has already thanked you, and those that are planning to attend will thank you. This is awesome, man. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it, and I'm just glad that I can do it for everyone, that I'm capable.
That is cool. That is good. Yes, and no, keep it up. Keep it up. Look forward to New Orleans. Get some gumbo and diving right in. You got to head out to the bayous, too. Take some of those rides on those airboats. Those are fun.
I'm looking forward to an adventurous weekend there.
Oh, it will be. It definitely will be. Well, Chris, listen, thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing the information, this valuable information, and definitely looking forward to being in New Orleans. Listen, before I let you go, can you please, any last parting words, anything we might have missed or didn't overlook and you just remembered, I got to say this, the microphone is yours.
Just like everyone remember, yes, we are getting together in New Orleans next year. But if anyone who is unable to travel to New Orleans, for whatever reasons, and if you live probably somewhere in the upper Midwest to the West Coast region, we will be coming to a town near you. We plan on moving around the country year after year. So if for some reason you can't travel, don't worry. We'll be getting closer to you somewhere along the line. No one's being left out. You know, that's kind of just the one thing I want to make sure I convey to everyone. Even though I would like to see everyone attend every year, I know that's not possible. I guess it really, you know, that's, you know, about it on that. I mean, I'd love to see everyone every year, but I know that's not possible.
Mm-hmm. That's good. But either way, we'll get close.
Okay. There are a few of us that commit to that every year, but I know that, you know, like I said, I know that's not possible for everyone.
Yeah, no, mine was just, there was other things already scheduled prior to that. So it just kind of just didn't work out. But again, hey, New Orleans, it's already in the books. Well, listen, Chris, I thank you for anything. And listen, if anything pops up or if you forgot something, just let me know and we'll add it on. And obviously, like I said, I would definitely want to get you back in here. And as we move forward and move closer and things start solidifying, definitely, you know, we'll get you on here and possibly what, maybe like in March or April, if we don't talk between now and then, let's get the holidays behind us and let's get into the spring. And when just over the horizon, we can see October. That way just get another update of anything new. I'm more sure. Is anybody working to, with the D-Day Museum people to maybe do a tour or something?
Yeah, there is already somebody who volunteered to work on that for me who lives in New Orleans.
Cool. Is it Matt?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Matt's an awesome guy. Have you met him?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. No.
Just been watching it, looking at his pictures of his recent trip to Hungary. He's kind of jealous.
Tell me about it. That's why I don't look.
But then, that in just a few weeks, me and my wife and youngest son will be in Berlin. So, sweet. I guess we'll get to flaunt that to everyone.
Yeah, good deal. Yeah, see if you can get an update on McNair. I mean, I know you're going to go, but just get an update on the building and construction there. It's going to floor you.
Yeah, I went back in 2014.
Oh, okay.
And but this will be my first time there with my family. Okay.
Good to go. So like I said, put what you need to put out there and put it up there as often, especially if it's just constantly, you know, updating people on what's going on. The more they know, the more they're apt to jump in.
Yeah.
But you know that. You know that.
Yep.
Alrighty, Chris. Well, listen, go who? Go Dallas?
Oh, go Cowboys. I'm a Cowboys fan. My wife's a Steeler fan, so it may not be a happy home at the end of the day.
At least for half of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. It's going to be fun. It's one of those great matchups that everybody likes to see. Well, good deal. Listen, well, good luck. Have a great weekend. Thanks for your time. And anything else pops up, drop me a note.
Okay, I will do that.
Alrighty, sir. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. All right. Thank you, Chris, for your time. And everybody, like I said, everything's going to be on the show notes, so be sure you visit berlinbrigade.com/podcast. Episode 74, all the information is going to be there. It's going to be on the web. Well, it's on the website. It's going to be on our Facebook page and our Facebook group page. And just about any place else that Chris says he's going to put it, it's going to be there. And if you've got questions, again, I've got his email address on the berlinbrigade.com/podcast/episode74 page. And you can click there and get in touch with Chris. He will answer your questions. And we're going to get him back after the start of the new year. And to give us more of an update as we start getting closer and closer to New Orleans. Because it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, that's in October of 2017. And I'm also excited to go back to Berlin in 2019. And that's going to be a lot of fun. Definitely a lot of fun. And let's make it happen. So between now and then, be sure you stay up to date with what's going on at BerlinBrigade.com. Obviously, visit our website. Got some great stuff coming up for the holiday season for Christmas. And not just on the website. We're going to be doing it on Twitter. We're going to be doing it on Facebook. We're going to be doing it on our Instagram page. Right. So if you've got Instagram or you've thought about downloading and installing Instagram on your smartphone, because we all have smartphones now, then by all means, be sure you go to... go to Instagram and follow us. That's Berlin Brigade on Instagram. All one word. No hassles, no waiting, no runs, no drips, no errors. Just follow us. We're going to have some fun there. I've already got some stuff going on there, but you know what? We're going to definitely add more. And again, that's Berlin Brigade, all one word. That's the way it is on Twitter, at Berlin Brigade, the Facebook page. Again, be sure you follow us there. And again, all the links are on the BerlinBrigade.com website. Folks, my name is Dave Guerra. I thank you for your time. I thank you for listening to the great interview we had with Chris. Chris, thank you very much again for your time. We banged this out on a Sunday early. I know, I was surprised. We both had like maybe one cup of coffee in us, but we got it done. And I appreciate your time, Chris, and everyone else that's taking the time to download and listen. I do appreciate it. And hey, listen, we're going to talk real soon. I promise. We're going to talk very soon. So in the meantime, have a happy Thanksgiving. Be careful if you're out there on Black Friday taking care of business because, well, be careful. And I'll talk to you on the other side of the holiday, of that holiday, but we're definitely going to talk before Christmas. So in the meantime, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for everything. I'm so thankful for you, for being here, for listening, for sticking with me throughout these years. I do appreciate it. And on that note, I'm out of here. Have a good day. Dankeschön. Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss.
The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a David Guerra presentation.
Endstation. Bitte alle aussteigen.